This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, first of all in the Farm Show, and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 862, that's down 7 1/4. March wheat trading at 879 3/4, down 5 3/4. December corn trading at 750, down 1 1/2. March corn trading at 756 1/2, down 2 1/4. January soybeans trading at 14.37 3/4, down 10 1/4. March beans trading at 14.30, and that's down 11. The overnight crude oil market was 13 cents higher at 88.20. The Brent crude, 23 cents higher at 110.99. The December gold contract, $2.90 higher at $1,732.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.065 lower at 80.5. 139. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended the day at 869 1/4, down 6 3/4. March wheat ended at 885 1/2, down 5 3/4. May wheat ended at 893, down 4 3/4. December corn yesterday ended at 751 1/2, down 8 3/4. March corn ended at 758 3/4, down 5 1/4. May corn ended at 758, down 4. January soybeans yesterday ended at 1448, that was up 1 3/4. March beans ended at 1441, up 6. May beans ended at 1418 1/2, up 8. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 442.70, up 28. January meal ended at 435.80, up 31. March meal, 428.80, up 35. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.77, down 34. January oil, 50.12, down 26. March oil, 50.56, down 21. And December oats yesterday ended at 360 3/4, down a dime. March oats ended at 378 1/2, down 8 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade pressured corn values. Northern Western Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 7.30 to 7.49. Soybeans were mixed at 14.09 to 14.30. Central Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 5 to 9 lower at 7.46 to 7.64. Soybean bids were mixed at 14.29 to 14.40. Corn bids in southern Illinois were down 5 to 10 cents at 7.25 to 7.70. Soybean bids mixed at 14.41 to 14.63, and wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents lower at 8.49 to 8.65. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at 14.52 to 14.68. The basis was unchanged at 4 to 20 over the January. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 460.70 to 465.70 per ton. That's up $2.80. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 8 to 9 cents higher at 751 to 762. Basis was unchanged at option to 10 over the December. Dry distiller grains with solubles was offered at 255 to 270. That's $3 to $5 higher. The Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 15 to 19 cents lower at 740 to 747, with basis 7 to 10 lower at 11 to 5 under the December. The soybeans ended 3 to 6 higher at 1445 to 1455. Basis was 2 to 4 cents higher at 3 under to 7 over the January. New crop wheat was mixed. Those bids were mixed at 854 to 857. Basis unchanged to 4 higher at 32 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators posted their producer corn bids 7 to 8 lower at 707 to 766. These elevators raised their soybean prices 2 to 6 cents with quotations at 1468 to 1478. Wheat closed 7 cents lower at 858 to 859. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in northern and western Illinois on corn range from 735 to 759 and soybeans 1415 to 1431. Central Illinois corn contracts went at 742 to 768, soybeans at 1433 to 1445. In southern Illinois, contract bids to producers for January delivery on corn 743 to 781. Soybeans 1437 to 1466, and June-July delivered soft red winter wheat from 837 to 857. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 83.70, down 12. February hogs ended at 87.12, down 45. April hogs ended at 91.40, down 15. December cattle yesterday ended at 128.20, up 37. February cattle 132.10, up 45. April cattle 135.90, up 55. January feeder cattle yesterday 146.75, up 67. March feeders 149.55, up a quarter. April feeders 150.92, up 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending $1.35 higher, with a base price range of $74.25 to $82 and a weighted average of $78.87. The Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt Market traded steady at $2 higher today. That was at $51 to $57. Receipts in Illinois a heavy 20,554 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady to $2 lower, with sows under 400 pounds 47 to 51, 4 to 500 pounds 47 to 55, over 500 pounds 53 to $58. Today's estimated sow receipts 850 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 52 cents lower at 84.19. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday was 430,000, only 1,000 last week for the holiday. A year ago, 434,000. Week-to-date total, 1,726,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection was 127,000. A year ago, 130,000. Week-to-date total, 492,000. The afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review on Thursday has confirmed negotiated sales at 4,500. There were a few choice steers reported in on a live basis at 127.50. Steers and heifers on a dress basis choice at 201 to 202. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were firm on choice and lower on select on light to moderate demand and offerings. Choice carcasses 30 cents higher at 196.03. Select carcasses down 83 at 174.90. We had 134 fab loads and 40 trim loads. Choice to select spread today, 21.13. In the weekly Illinois Reels hay auction at Congerville, receives total 1,667 bales. Premium quality alfalfa, $5.25 to $7. With good quality, $4.50 to $5.25. Premium quality alfalfa orchard grass at $4.75 to $7. Premium quality orchard grass, $8.75 with large quarter, $65. Good quality orchard grass at $4.25 to $8.75 with large round, $70 to $72.50. Good quality mixed grass at $6 to $6.25, large rounds, $67.50 to $82.50, large rounds at $62.50. Good quality wheat straw, $1.95 to $3. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction, this week they had 647 head. That includes a special feeder cattle sale. Choice slaughter steers 123 to 130 with some high dressing up to 130-125. Choice Holstein slaughter steers at 109 to 113. Choice heifers 123.50 to 130.50. Boner slaughter cows $70 to $75. That's breakers, excuse me. Boners at $60 to $65. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls $86 to $94.50. Slaughter steers, medium and large ones, 450 to 500 pounds, 174.50 to 183, with some fancy steers up to 190.50. 5 to 600 pounds at 146 to 147, a package of 567-pound fancy steers at 169.75. 650 to 700 at 149.50 to 150. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 500 to 550 pounds, 149 to 160, with a package of 540-pound fancy heifers at 179, 550 to 600 at 135 to 149, 650 to 700, 120 to 134, a package of fancy 630-pounders at 150. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, receives totaled 818 head. Choice slaughter steers 124 to 126, select and choice 117 to 124. Choice Holstein steers at 111. Choice slaughter heifers 124.50 to 126. Select and choice 117 to 124. Boner slaughter cows at $80. Lean at $67 to $71. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls at $83 to $90.50. In the feeder run, feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 to 600 pounds, 130 to 135. 6 to 700 pounds, 123 to 130. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, spot dairy prices for butter, 161 and a quarter, down one. For block cheese, 182 and a half, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 174, down one and one half. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday was 2080. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $7.42. For January, $7.48. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $7.42. For January, $7.48. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, $14.40. For January, $14.36. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, $8.28. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.42, corn at Scottville, $7.42, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.40, and wheat at Scottville, $8.28. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Friday. High temperatures in the low 60s and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies. The high in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday. Partly cloudy, turning cooler. A chance of a shower Monday night. Low temperatures falling to the low 30s. High temperatures falling to the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news, the Hamilton Hay Auctions will start Saturday morning at 11 at their facility near Fosterburg. And with a preview on tomorrow's sale, here's Mike Hamilton.
Okay, for Saturday's sale, we got one load of 3x3s. It's real fancy alfalfa, 3x3 baits. We got a load of Milo, which makes real good stock cow hay or dry cow hay. And then we've got a load of alfalfa and oat hay. It's coming out of western Kansas. It's not here yet, but it's supposed to be real fancy, be excellent horse hay. We've got 28 bales of soybean hay. We've got around 30 bales, round bales of straw, and right now I know of about 50 or 60 round bales of just mixed hay. And as far as small squares, I'm looking for somewhere 500 to 600 bales, hopefully. So we'll have to see what happens Saturday on the small squares, but I know they're pretty hard to come by right now, but I had a couple guys call and said they were each going to bring around 150, and then there'll be some show up we don't know nothing about.
What time will you start Saturday?
We'll start the auction promptly at 11 o'clock. We'll be accepting hay on Friday, starting at noon up until auction time on Saturday.
And that was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. If you need more information, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293. In other farm news, on Monday, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau hosted two Chicago area legislators, Thaddeus Jones of the 29th District and Rita Mayfield of the 60th District. They toured the cattle operation of Larry Rhodes west of Carlinville. We talked to Larry. He describes his operation.
We have a cow-calf, Angus, and semi-Angus seed stock operation where we calve out about 140 cows, and then we'll sell some bulls and sell some replacement females.
Now, do you also add in feeder calves with some that you raise?
We'll purchase some feeder calves or some females to develop as replacement females for other herds, but for the most part, we're our own seed stock.
And your seed stock, you artificially inseminate all your heifers and cows?
Yes. That does not mean that they will all conceive artificially. So once we'll go through them about one time, maybe some of them get a second shot, then the bull goes in, and we maintain a pretty tight breeding season. So after about 60 days from start to finish, the breeding season's closed, and then what hasn't conceived probably won't be sticking around.
Now, when you ship them, where do you ship them to?
Some will go as local butcher beef, but then others will go to Creekstone or to Tyson.
Okay. How far away is that?
Creekstone is Ark City, Kansas. That's approximately 450, 500 miles, something like that. And then Tyson would be, a couple hundred miles.
Okay. The market's pretty good right now?
Well, they're not too bad. Right now, based on dressing percent, like on carcass weight, cattle are bringing about $2 a pound. This would be fed cattle. So the market isn't too bad. It's just that our inputs are pretty high right now. So although the market isn't bad, I'm not saying it's profitable. It's just when your inputs are pretty high like they are right now, it's sometimes you just have to slug through a little section and make it to the next.
That was what I was going to ask next. I guess feed has feed been a problem? Have you got plenty?
We're going to be in pretty good shape, I think, for feed. Feed, hay, straw, et cetera. Our byproducts, a little bit tight getting hold of the byproducts, which is how we balance out our ration. But hopefully we'll get some shook loose here sometime this winter, and we'll be fine with feed.
The byproducts you use to balance out the ration, can you define that term, balance out the ration?
Well, our cattle need a certain amount of nutrients, be it protein and energy. So if we're feeding silage as our base of our ration, we may be a little bit short on calories or energy, or we may be a little bit short on protein after the cow has a calf. So we have to add other things to that silage base in order to come up with the nutrients that the cow needs. And that also would mean your minerals, vitamins, et cetera, that we would put into the ration to counteract some of the when you're feeding byproducts, sometimes you're high in phosphorus, so you got to balance that out with calcium levels, things of that nature. That's what we'll use as far as our dry ingredients to balance out the overall ration.
Do you change that a little bit here as weather's starting to get colder?
Right now, our base ration for the cows is silage and straw, and they're out on pasture. So we're getting them a little bit more energy through the silage, and they're getting some protein through the grass. But as they get closer to calving, then we're going to have to start feeding some extra protein, and that'll either come in the way of hay or byproducts like gluten or distillers. It'll all depend on what's most economical for us.
And that was Larry Rhodes of Carlinville. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked with an area producer who has spent many years serving the agriculture industry, and she reports.
There'd be a lot of farm sales and a lot of foreclosures. I think the thing that saved farmers this year was the crop insurance. Along with the fact there are pockets that farmers, for instance, our corn did not remarkably well, but we certainly had a crop better than most guys. But the crop insurance is what has allowed guys to survive, I think, the drought that we had. And then soybeans are good, so there will be a survival. Otherwise, it would just be a lot of farm sales and foreclosures.
Now, you are still on the farm, and I understand that you rent some of your ground out now. Sorry that you weren't actively engaged. Are you glad you're retired, having gone through a year like this?
I guess a retired farmer is kind of like a fire horse. When the bell rings, you feel like going to the fire. There are times that you miss the activity of it. I think I got out at the right time when I consider the expenses that are involved today with input costs, with repairs, with machinery, with the whole thing. I'm very relieved that I got out when I did.
And what about for producers? Best advice, you know, for these guys that are still actively farming. And I know these are friends of yours and neighbors, and you care a lot about their future.
Well, I think the future in agriculture is probably more certain than it was in the last 5-6 years and further back than that. I don't think that we will ever go to a situation where we don't have the protection that you have today with insurance. I don't think that we're ever going back to commodities that are less than not only satisfactory but complementary. We have very active export activities going on in our country, and I don't look for the market to weaken anytime soon. So if there is some control that can be put on input costs and equipment and that, farmers are going to, I think, begin to see some sunlight.
Madison County, we asked earlier about what makes this area special. And to you as a lifelong resident, what makes this part of the state special?
Well, I guess if I were something greater than modest, I would say me being here makes it special. We have a lot of good fertile soil here. We have a good transportation network here with the rivers and highways as well, and rail. There are a lot of good grain processors that are here. So everything that it takes to survive with ag is here in this general Metro St. Louis, Madison County area.
And that was Rita Frazier talking with Madison County producer Lloyd Johnson, and we'll have more with her conversation with Mr. Johnson on later farm shows. In some other farm news on this Friday morning, the USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced it will continue to update crop insurance premiums for corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, spring wheat, rice, and cotton. Revised rates for corn and soybeans were offered in most counties in 2012. In 2013, revised rates for grain sorghum, spring wheat, rice, and cotton will be available. It was 1 year ago that the RMA announced it would update crop insurance premiums based on findings of an independent study and peer review process. In general, the RMA says the study recommended giving more weight to recent years rather than the current approach of giving equal weight to all years back to 1975. The Illinois Senate on Wednesday confirmed Bob Fleiter as a director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture on a 33-16 vote. Mini mules is the topic on the Saturday Farm Show. Our guest is Leah Patton of the American Donkey and Mule Society of Lewisville, Texas. We'll go over the history of the animals and some tips on their care. More information can be found at www.lovelongears.com. The Saturday Farm Show, Saturday morning at 6:15 on FM 106, and Saturday afternoon about 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat now trading at 861, down 8 1/4. March wheat trading at 878 3/4, down 6 3/4. December corn trading at 749 3/4, down 1 3/4. March corn trading at 756 1/4, down 2 1/2. January soybeans now trading at 1437 1/2, down 10 1/2. March beans trading at 1429 3/4, down 11 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by EnviroFoam of America.